Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Pinewood, episode 18, season 2. I know, we're late. Yes, we're late in the game, but we're catching up. What can we do? Took a little time off and wanted to get a little R&R, and now I'm back. Yes, we're going to be talking about Pinewood, and boy, whoa. Definitely don't eat at any episode of Gotham, because this was a little freaky. Yeah, if you know what I'm talking about, it's the hand, the claw, the lady claw. she was kind of freaky. She freaked me out. The claw lady, or whatever her name is. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking out. Kara Jennings is a former Blackgate inmate, yes, that had the claw. Poor her. Her story is very, she must have gone through so much. This week's episode, the ratings went up by 1 point, so that's pretty good. Don't call Gotham dead yet. We will catch up to Azrael possibly tomorrow. And then, of course, tonight there is a Unleashed episode airing right now. So I hope you guys are watching instead of listening to the podcast. But today we will be talking about Pinewood, where we start off on this episode 18 of season 1. Season 2. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's already been a whole season. Yes. Okay, so let's see. Our phone number is 347-637-3821. Again, we're live right now, so you can join in on the festivities here at Gotham Talk. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. We have our caller right here from area code 239. Who is this?
You're Matt from Gotham. What's up?
What's up, sir? How's it going, Mr. Gotham himself?
Oh, it's going good. I'm enjoying the podcast tonight. Wow, that episode was amazing. That was the one when they caught Ed, right?
Where they caught who?
Nygma?
Edward Nygma? Yeah, he was already caught, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a good one. Pinewood, yeah, that lady was creepy when Bruce and
it was so creepy.
Alfred were investigating.
Remember Alfred? He was like, put down those knives.
Yeah, he was saying, put down those knives, lady. And they were doing like some investigation on Pinewood that Strange had a project on.
And Strange definitely had a big hand in it, and possibly, as of right now, Bruce Wayne thinks that the philosopher is the one that ordered the hit on his family. Do you think this is the one? Do you think Dr. Strange? Oh, wait, am I calling him Strange again? Hugo Strange. Yeah, Dr. Strange. Not that Marvel guy, but this guy. I guess that's why maybe they don't call him Dr. Hugo Strange. They just say Hugo Strange. But I call him Doctor. Oh, okay. Or now he has a new name, Philosopher. So do you think he's the one?
Yeah. He had his parents murdered, I have a feeling, because that's going to be – he's been the big bad so far
for
the rest of the season.
I mean,
he's been treating and trying
crazy
to bring people back from the dead. It's been crazy as heck.
Oh, he's like
insane.
Dr. Frankenstein, especially at the end of this episode when
Theo
Gallivan comes back to life.
That was insane. First, I got confused, but I go, oh, shit, that's freaking Theo Gallivan as real.
It's happening.
Yeah it's
back.
Happening.
Okay.
Got insane.
So let me read you a quick synopsis of the episode. That way you can remember some of the great details of this week's episode, Pinewood. It starts off with Bruce Wayne, Lucius Fox, and Alfred Pennyworth search through the secret files on Thomas Wayne's newly fixed computer with the goal of finding a clue to who killed him and Martha Wayne and why. Barbara Keene tracks down James Gordon, claiming to be cured of her insanity. She tries to reconcile with Gordon, but to no avail. Gordon discovers that the person who contracted Patrick Malone to kill Thomas and Martha Wayne is known as the Philosopher. Bruce and Alfred track a lead from Thomas Wayne's computer and find Karen Jennings, a former Blackgate inmate who was experimented on the Wayne Enterprise by the Philosopher. She offers to identify the Philosopher, but the Philosopher sends Victor Fries to kill her. Following Jennings' death, Lucius Fox does further research and discovers that Hugo Strange is the Philosopher. After many failed attempts, Strange finally succeeds in resurrecting someone from the dead, and that person is Theo Gallivan. Dun, dun, dun! There you go. Gotham.
That was good. That was a good episode.
It was. So, Matt, let me share you my favorite moments of this week's episode, and then hopefully you can share some of yours. One that definitely stood out for me was the integration of not supernatural, but experimentation has gone wrong. It's a great introduction because, later on we'll hopefully get to see, Killer Croc, and then Clayface is coming up, too. So it's kind of a great introduction to the not-so-normal world that Gotham is, and especially introducing Karen Jennings' arm, showing how huge of an impact Hugo Strange will have on the appearance of villains that will be set free on Gotham from Arkham Asylum.
Arkham?
And my favorite scene. Also, another one was when, of course, Mr. Freeze, when he showed up. I mean, how badass was that costume?
Yeah.
And he had the goggles.
I see.
The only thing that kind of weirded me out, he still had hair. I'm not used to a Mr. Freeze with hair.
No, he needs to shave the head and just go with the Arkham Asylum. The Arkham games and the animated series, Mr. Freeze.
Yes, but I mean, other than that, the costume was just really amazing. The detail on it was really great, and from the looks of it, it looked like it's a fully functional Sub-Zero costume that Mr. Fries
has
to use in order to stay alive. And it's great that this whole new world is coming from Hugo Strange, also known as the Philosopher.
At that time.
All right, so those are my two moments of Pinewood. Matt, I want to ask you, what were your favorite moments, and tell us why?
I love the ending on how Theo Gallivan was brought back to life. I thought that was scary and amazing. I loved what you said about Mr. Freeze. In my mind, I was going like, fuck you, Joe Schumacher. This Mr. Freeze is way better. I mean, you need to be watching this episode and how bad you did Mr. Freeze with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You too, Arnold. You need to be watching this Mr. Freeze and how bad you did Mr. Freeze.
He was the worst, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, this guy knows what he's doing. And trying to think what else happened in the episode. And that's about it. And with Bruce Wayne and Alfred and investigating Pinewood, if there's anything with young Bruce Wayne, any DC Easter egg, I love that. And that's it for Gotham. I mean,
yeah,
Gotham,
it was great to see
getting...
that they're including more of a Lucius Fox in the episodes. And I was waiting for that. I'm like, come on, let's get him involved because he's going to give you all the tech that Bruce Wayne definitely needs when
Lucius
he becomes
Fox
Batman.
Is getting all the tech to become more Batman-like. Yep. Yeah, it was such
okay,
a great
Matt.
Episode.
Also, how great is Miss Penny, Miss Peabody? I know you're not a fan of hers.
Freaky. No, but
she is.
She has a small role in Arkham Asylum, or Arkham City, but she does a good job.
Mhm.
I say Doctor Strange though. Hugo Strange, man, B.D. Wong, who was in Jurassic Park, man, he does great. He was meant to play that role.
I know. You know, at first I thought, would he shave his head? But then I'm like, no, he wouldn't. And then so if you look closely at his head, it's definitely a bald cap.
Yeah, it is. He must be wearing the bald cap every time he goes into shooting for the scenes with Hugo Strange. And all these crazy experiments he's been doing at Arkham, I didn't realize they have all these crazy experiments to bring people back from the dead. That's just crazy.
I agree. If you noticed that they haven't showed Poison Ivy lately in this season?
No. Wait till you see tonight's episode.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
They don't show her, but
okay, don't spoil it.
It's pretty good. Leading up to next week.
Thanks for the heads
on
up.
On a certain character, we thought that was not going to come back. Someone in with the fishes.
There you go. Wink, wink, wink. If he brought back Galavan, let's see who else he'll bring. Okay, so Matt, I want to ask you anything about Gotham that you want to bring up that we haven't mentioned yet.
I'm just, I love what Ben McKenzie is doing with Gordon right now. He is such a great actor. I mean, like,
he is.
Every time. Like, when there's, like, those scenes, like, when you think that something's going to go bad, like, when you know you're about to die, he just rushes in at the last minute.
Yeah.
It was so good. I mean, it was
this
so
This guy has
very,
more
very
than
good.
Nine lives, that's for sure.
Yeah. This guy who plays Jim Gordon does a great job.
He definitely earns his stripe.
I knew Barbara was coming back, and she's not well. She's still a bit crazy inside.
Later on, you'll see what happens. But the hero that Gotham deserves is back, apparently. So we'll have to find out on our next podcast titled Azrael. So join us. We might have that
episode
one tomorrow, just so we could catch up. Yeah, Azrael,
so.
We're going to do tomorrow for sure. All right, man. Well, I think we recapped it so quick. I have nothing else to say, Matt.
No, well, plus I got to wake up early.
We're getting really
tomorrow.
Good at this.
Yeah, we are.
We go right for
the
meat.
Yeah, we go right for all of them. Like, we did DC Legends talk earlier. We got a few more to get caught up on that. We got.
Yeah, I know. We have to do that one for sure. We should do that one again around my lunchtime.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We still got to do Flash Talk and.
Oh yeah.
Arrow Talk.
We're a little behind, but I'll be there right before the finale. We're gonna do it right. That's for sure.
Yes. No problem.
All right, Matt. Well, we're gonna cut this one short. So thank you so much for calling in to both. To the Supergirl and the Gotham Talk, and I forgot the third one, the DC Legends Talk podcast.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, sir.
Man.
Really appreciate your time and your input.
No problem.
All right. Give us a shout out as we wrap up the show, Matt.
You're a great host, man, and I enjoy these podcasts and can't wait for more Gotham. And I'll be on it tomorrow.
Me too. Cannot wait. Yes.
All right.
Sometimes
bye.
We need a little dark with that sunshine, right?
Yeah, we need a bit more darkness with that sunshine. All right, bye.
There you go. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night.
Yep.